At dawn, residents of an apartment block in Kyiv try to absorb what's happened. The building was hit during another night of Russian drone attacks on the city. Emergency services help a woman. A family in shock try to find comfort.
The house shook a lot. It was very scary. People really should be in shelters because you just do not know where things will fly.
In daylight, the scale of the damage is clear. Shattered windows, upturned lives, people still shaken but starting to pick up the pieces. This man salvages what he can from his car. Others, like Victoria, wait to give statements about the damage they've suffered to authorities. She lives on the ninth floor.
We were sleeping and heard a huge explosion. I grabbed my child and ran into the corridor. It was horrible. I didn't know where to go. I was scared to stay, scared to go. But when I heard people scream fire, I ran outside.
Since the beginning of May, Russia's targeted Kyiv with nearly nightly missile and drone attacks. People say it's exhausting and frightening.
We've seen some of the residents come out of the building with their possessions in suitcases, with their pets leaving. Some people telling us that they don't want to stay here anymore because either their building, their apartment has been damaged, or they simply don't feel safe anymore.
This woman packs her car. She says she's leaving.
Yes, I thought this might happen because air defences are constantly working around us.
Yelena is also going. Desperate for some respite.
It's hard to speak. I'm still in shock, still crying. We won't stay here tonight. We have to go.
City officials say Russia's not only targeting critical infrastructure in Kyiv, it's also trying to wear down Ukrainians and crush morale. There's no doubt the nightly attacks are having an impact, but for now, most people refuse to give in, too angry about a war they didn't ask for. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.
An Israeli has died after